hospital and work clothes. She was wearing her oldest print house dress, and the extra pounds showing around her waist didn't make her look fat. They just made her look like somebody's mother. Mama had tied a scarf around her hair so she wouldn't sweat it out, and she was wearing Daddy's old house slippers. It struck me how different Mama looked from June Cleaver or Donna Reed on TV, not just because of her pecan-colored skin, but because they practically did their housework in pearls. I turned facing Mama and folded my arms across my chest. I watched her take the pan of fish sticks out of the oven and set them on a plate. I cleared my throat. Mama, are you a virgin? Mama lifted the top off the pot of collard greens and breathed in the steam. She glanced at me and turned off the gas. I could tell by the look on her face that she was trying to think up a good answer. Jean, where did you pick up that word? At church? Mama asked, rearranging the pressing comb and the can of bacon grease on the stove. I stared down at the yellowed gray linoleum. Well, no, not exactly. At school.
Mrs. Butler brought it up?
I pulled on the tie of my sailor blouse and twisted it around my fingers. No, Mama, Mrs. Butler ain't brought it up. This boy asked me if I was a virgin. I had the nerve to glance up at Mama. Her large dark eyes were arched up like she had seen a ghost.
Don't say ain't. Didn't I tell you to never say ain't? I can run from ain't.
In my opinion, this was not time for an English lesson, so I just hunched my shoulders. Mrs. Butler didn't bring it up. This boy asked me if I was a virgin, I repeated, correcting my English.
Well, Jean Eloise, you should have told him he'll never get the chance to find out.
Mama frowned as she stirred the rice.
Huh. You stay away from that boy. He's got his mind in the gutter.
Mama pointed her finger in my face.
All men are dogs. Some are just more doggish than others. Do you hear me?
Mama, the dictionary said something about the word virgin meaning pure and spotless, like the Virgin Mary. I don't understand why you say Michael's got his mind in the gutter then.
'Cause he's a dog, that's why. I just got through telling you that.
I stuffed my hands into the pockets of my blue petal pushers and looked Mama in the eye. Mama, am I a virgin or not?
Lord have mercy, I forgot about the cornbread.
Mama opened the oven door and took out the pan of cornbread. It looked fine. Mama let out a big breath. Maybe it was hard having a daughter at an awkward age, I thought.
Jean, all unmarried girls should be virgins.
Mama, Michael knows I'm unmarried.
You haven't even started your period yet. Of course you're a virgin.
I stared down at my brown penny loafers. Mama, what happens when you start your period? Mama patted her cornbread.
I don't think you're ready for this kind of discussion.
Mama, I'll be 12 in 4 months.
Jean Eloise, I'll tell you everything I want you to know when the time comes. Now call your daddy and the boys for dinner. The fish sticks are getting cold.
I groaned as I left the kitchen. Boy, I could have gotten more out of Beaver Cleaver's mother. It was Saturday morning and Grandma was visiting. My Aunt Sheila and my Uncle Craig had dropped her off in their shiny new 65 Buick. They didn't have any kids yet, and they lived downstairs from Grandma in her two-flat building. Grandma owned a chicken stand down on 47th Street in the heart of the South Side. It was named after her. Mother Dickens Fried Chicken. I was proud of her. My mother's youngest brother, Uncle Franklin, and his wife, Aunt Connie, helped her run it. My Uncle Arthur worked on the railroad. He lived in Orlando, Florida, with his wife and twin boys. Grandma said she wasn't rich, but she'd come a long way from Gainesville, Florida. I buried my face in Grandma's big chest. I could smell the peppermint candy that she kept in the pocket of her cotton house dress. Grandma held me close as she rocked me in the sunny kitchen. I traced her fudge-colored arm with my finger. Mama says Grandma spoils me. Grandma says I'm her heart. Mama can't stand to see me up in her mother's lap. It really gets her. But I can't help myself. Grandma's lap is my favorite place in the world.